Tsawwathul First Nation has officially sworn in its new chief and council as of Friday, July 18. Over 200 people were at the Tsawwathul Te Lelumtset community complex to witness the new government officially being recognized. In front of Tsawwathul members and visitors, Chief Aaron Pete, Vice Chief Kelsey John, and councillors Audrey George, Monica Florence, Norm Florence, Timothy Peters, and Sarah Ewan were formally and spiritually inducted as the nation's new leaders. Together, they took oaths to serve their nation to the best of their abilities, and vowed to be leaders that their people could trust for the next 3 years. The ceremony, which opened with drumming and singing, took place after dinner. For the first portion, the audience bore witness to a series of sacred traditions that spiritually cleansed the new leaders and prepared them to take on their oaths. Afterwards, members of the newly elected council said a few words to those present, which included thanking those who supported them, sharing their journey towards joining council, and giving a brief overview on their vision for Tsawwathul's future. Council also listened to speeches from Tsawwathul members and members from invited First Nations. The evening concluded with the crowd going up to the chief and council to personally congratulate them. This is Pete's first term as chief and he takes over from Norm, who was chief last term. Of the council members, Ewan is the only one new to council. Pete previously served on council for the 2022 to 2025 term, along with Norm, Monica, George, John, and Peters. Together they worked to secure funding to improve their community's economy and infrastructure. This includes renovating homes, creating new housing, building a new child care center, launching a new food bank, creating a new website and the Tsawwathul mobile app, and completing major infrastructure upgrades. Both the chief and councillors were elected on July 9 by Tsawwathul band members. 4 members ran for chief, and 13 members ran for council.